Hi, this is Dr. Christian Northrup. My new book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause, has just been released by Hay House, and I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my new 5-city tour this fall. For more details on my work, live appearances, or how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle, at www.drnorthrup.com. That's DRNORTHRUP. Today's topic is breathing and stretching. Now, you might be thinking that I'm talking about yoga breathing, and yoga, which is a very ancient health system, uses breathing. And the reason for that is breathing is literally the way, the most effective way that we move chi or energy in our bodies. We can live for a while without water. We can live for a while without food. We can't live more than maybe 4 minutes without air. And so breathing fully is the way you move life through your body. So I want you to take a moment and do something that will show you how important proper breathing is. I want you to take a full deep breath with your mouth open. So let's all do that together. A full deep breath with your mouth open. All the way in and all the way out through your mouth. Okay. Now, I want you to take a full deep breath in through your nose. So ready? We're going to go in through our nose. If you have a stuffy nose, do this later. Don't forget. This is really important. Okay. All the way in through your nose. And all the way out through your nose. Now, I'll bet you noticed something. And that is that the deep breath through your mouth is not anywhere near as deep as the deep breath in through your nose. And the reason for that is when you breathe deeply through your nose, the nasal bones are actually constructed like a Venturi carburetor thing that directs air down to the lower lobes of your lungs. And that's where the blood is. So if you really want to oxygenate your blood and move energy, you need to breathe fully down to the base of your lungs. Now, many of you have gone around breathing through your mouth, which, by the way, mouth breathing is a stress response. You will never see a baby or a young child breathe through their mouth unless they're under stress. So know that if you're breathing through your mouth, your body is under stress. The way to take care of that stress immediately is to start breathing through your nose. So deep breath in through the nose, the air goes down to the lower lobes of the lungs, and over time, you will actually develop a much more flexible rib cage, and you will also develop a much greater vital capacity. And vital capacity is the term that we use for your ability to expand your lungs. I love that it's a medical term, too. Vital capacity, the ability to breathe fully and move oxygen. So when you're stressed and you take your deep breath through your nose all the way down, you're doing something that's important. You are actually stimulating the vagus nerve. That's the vagus nerve that is the rest and restore part of the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. And you're stimulating that so the body is instantly goes from fight or flight, which is the stress response from going around panting with an open mouth, to rest and restore. Think of the parasympathetic nervous system as the brake, and the sympathetic nervous system as the gas. And many of us are running through life with our foot on the gas, though a little less lately because we want to save money with the fuel. So people are actually slowing down. Maybe that means that the world is in for more parasympathetic rest and restore tone. But you don't need to wait for the world. You do it fully with your breath. Now, the other thing that you can do is stretching while breathing. You know, all those classes where you just take a big deep breath and you stretch your arms up over your head and then down at your sides, that moves energy too, because every time you stretch, you're stimulating the collagen and the connective tissue in your body. and the connective tissue in your body is a huge crystal. It's a crystalline structure that stores information. So imagine what you're doing when you take a yoga class or when you simply breathe fully and you stretch. You're bringing in new information, you're flushing out the old information, and you're creating a new body, all just by stretching and moving chi through breathing properly. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.